Okay, it's one of I don't have that much. Just want to go through a little bit of the Al-Hanisim. Okay, the Al-Hanisim. First of all, there's a lot, of Torah on how many words, how many words are to be found in the Al-Hanisim. Now, I actually didn't count. I don't have time to count. I didn't have that much time to prepare this, but first, before we go further, let's start and take a step back. Al-Hanisim is not like Yaleh V'Yavo, in that Al-Hanisim is recited in Moedim. Yaleh V'Yavo is recited in the Bracha of Ritzeh, which is the Avodah, the part of the Shmoneh Esher where we focus on the service in the Beis HaMikdash. Al-Hanisim was, by design, not put in Bracha of Ritzeh, but instead was put in the Bracha of Moedim. That itself defines that the nature of the Al-Hanisim is Hoidah. The Gemara says, L'shona Acheres, after the Gemara talks about the miracle, the whole proud miracle, L'shona Acheres, the following year, after the miracle had concluded, Kiva'um, they established, Va'aso'um yomim tovim behalel v'hoidah. They established it to Halel. Halel is the recital of Halel that we do every single day, the full Halel. U'v'hoidah. The word Hoidah in the Gemara is fulfilled in the recital of the Al-Hanisim. Okay, so these are two critical words in the Gemara. There was a miracle, they came to the miracle, the success of the Chashmonaim over the Yavanim, they come to the Beis HaMikdash, and they find the battle, they come in, they find the Pach Shemen, they light the menorah for 7 days. The next year, they decided we're going to commemorate it with Halel and Hoidah. Halel is when we say Halel, Hoidah is to recite the Al-Hanisim. And by the way, there's a very big debate among historians, among Talmidei Chachamim. The lighting of the menorah, was that instituted immediately? Or did that first become a mitzvah after the Churban Beis HaMikdash? It doesn't say in the Gemara that they made that mitzvah was instituted immediately. In other words, look at the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chafei. The Gemara talks about what happened, the miracle, they come to Beis HaMikdash. First, there were battles. They won the battles. They come into the Beis HaMikdash. They purify the Beis HaMikdash. They find the Pach Shemen. The menorah lasts for 8 days. Now what? Nothing. Nothing. Miracles happen all the time. Miracles happen all the time. And we make note of it. And we go on. And we do not even record the date. This all the commentators say, there was not a plan immediately to commemorate the miracle of Hanukkah for all generations. That idea did not come into being until later. A year later, when they began to reflect what happened the previous year, they sensed the need and the urge to make a commemoration. It was not something that they decided to do on the spot when the miracle actually happened. When the miracle happened, they were very appreciative of the miracle, and they gave halal v'hoidah, they sang Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the miracle, and that was it. Everyone went home, the miracle is over, it was a nice memory, something to read about in the history books, but it's not something that we need to put into practice into our daily lives. A year later, a whole year later, the Gemara says, L'shona Acheres. Acheres doesn't even say Lashana Haba. Lashana Acheres means a year later, they sensed, they had a longing to relive the experience. They sensed a certain degree of holiness during this period of time, and it was then that they decided that they should make this into a permanent part of our service to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Anshek, the people living during the people living in the Sanhedrin that lived during the time of the Bayis Sheni. But here is what the Gemara says: the only thing that they did the following year, when they had this desire to commemorate this permanently, is to institute the recital of Halel and Hoidah, to recite Halel and to recite Al-Hanisim in the Bracha of Modim. It does not say anywhere in the Gemara that they immediately decided that they're going to make a mitzvah to relight candles every single night. One candle, Moisef V'Hoylech, Peches V'Hoylech. This idea first came to be, according to some opinions, after the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. And logic would tell us the reason why they waited was because until the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, we already have the menorah. What are you going to, everyone's going to have a menorah in their home? If we have a Beis Hamikdash and we have the real thing, the menorah is being lit every single day in the Beis Hamikdash, what, you're going to go and have a menorah in your own home and light candles to commemorate the miracle of Hanukkah? No. To commemorate the miracle of Hanukkah, you can go get on a plane and to go visit the Beis Hamikdash, and they'll open up the doors, and from outside you can see inside, you can see the menorah. And how are you going to personally commemorate it with Klal Yisrael? You will recite Hallel and you will recite Al Hanisim. But to go make your own menorah at the time when in the Beis Hamikdash the menorah is being lit, that was not, doesn't say that it was done, and it's not necessarily the right thing to do. After the Churban Beis Hamikdash, when there no longer was the menorah, then the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah first decided, we have to commemorate Hanukkah. We're anyway saying a Hallel. We're anyway saying Al Hanisim. Let's go the next step and also light candles. L'zecher, the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash.
Any special reason why there's no name of Hashem in Al Hanisim?
There's no name of Hashem. I don't know the answer. I didn't see. I really.
Or am I going to understand? Maybe it's
Hashem's name is Sid. You're right. I do not know. I know there's so much. There's an encyclopedia on the sefer called Oitzem Mefarshei Chanukah. On the island. I just barely touched the surface. Just browse through a few little things. Okay, but that's
Lighting the candle also because of Pasum, you
say. Yes, it's Pasum and Issa, but historically, there's a very big debate. At what point in history was it instituted by the Rabbanon that we should light candles? The only thing that we know as a fact was they instituted a year later to recite Hallel and Hoidah. Hallel is Hallel. Hoidah is Al Hanisim. The original version of Al Hanisim appears not to be this. It was something a little bit different. There are older versions of the Al Hanisim. Somehow it evolved. There were a different number of words. It evolved to what it is now. But this was instituted from the time of the Bayis Sheni, which makes this possibly one of the oldest tefillahs that we have. The Nusach HaTefillah that we recite the Shemona Esrei came much later. That came during the time after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. This Nusach, the core of this Nusach, was instituted during the time of the Bayis Sheni. Okay, now let's go to another idea. We start over here with Al Hanisim, Ve'al HaPorkon, Ve'al HaGvuas, Ve'al HaTashuas, Ve'al HaMelchamos, Ve'al Sitzlam, There are five different types of miracles. Nisim, Porkon, Gvuos, Shuos, and Muhammos. And of course we use the Nusach Sfar. Well, they say something different? That's the Vav. Okay, that's the Vav. Okay, okay, I'm not going to that level of detail. Okay, there's a discussion. Now the question over here is, okay, I'll discuss the Vav of Uvizman Hazeh. But let's just focus on the Al Hanisim. Now, there are five different levels. Nisim, Purkan, Gurus. What are the difference between these five? So some want to suggest there are different levels of miracles. A Nis, the first level of miracle is, the first level is, the miracle is so great, you didn't even get into trouble. Let's work backwards. Let's work with Milchama. Milchama is, we got a real problem. We have an enemy. Not only do we have an enemy, the enemy is shooting at us. Not only is the enemy shooting at us, we have no choice but to train an army. Training an army means Bittul Torah, it means enormous taxes, it means life is disrupted. We go out to war. After the training, we actually engage in battle. When you engage in battle, people die, people are wounded. There's a milchama. A milchama is a milchama. Will we win the battle? Al derech hateva, we don't have a chance. We don't have a chance to win the milchama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chastoy, He allows us to win the milchama. So that is something to sing praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have invested in an army, time, effort, life, and we've gone out to battle. We didn't stand a chance to win the battle, but miraculously we thank Hashem for our success. The Al HaMilchamos, we have succeeded in battle. Okay, next. Sometimes the salvation is even greater. The Al HaTeshuas. Teshuas is a salvation where there was a battle. There was an engagement. There was a conflict. But the conflict did not lead to the level of an actual battle. It's one notch, like the enemies are marching. there's a conflict, we're all ready to go. If there will be an engagement, there's going to be a loss of life, there's going to be consequences, but we're that close to war, the very last minute, an arrangement and something is worked out. That's called a teshua. There's a very great tzara, but the very last moment, the tzara, the trouble has been avoided. Gevuros means to hold. A zehu gibar hakoyvesh es yitzro. Really, there should be a problem. There should be a war. There's reason for this, for there to be war, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu caused to put a machshav in the mind of the enemy. They're going to hold back. They're not going to make trouble. Al derech hateva, it's only normal for a country to go and to get angry and to send out an army and to show a sign of force. But for whatever reason, gevura was displayed. Gevura means a zehu gibor hakoyvesh es yitzro. Porkon is the translation of a nes. A nes means the miracle was so great that the enemy didn't even realize that it had reason to fight with us. Hashem worked things out to such a degree where there wasn't even a need to train an army. There wasn't a need even to prepare for battle. Porkon is the Aramaic translation of the word nes. Nes is the Hebrew word for miracle. Porkon also means miracle. But when you translate the word nes into another language, you lose some of the flavor of the miracle. In other words, the purest form of the miracle is in its Hebrew form, nes. When it's translated, there is some degree of clarity that is lost in translation, but it's still a miracle. So basically what showing over here was we're going in different levels. Nes is the ultimate miracle. We did not have to suffer in any shape or form whatsoever. We did not need to do any hishtadlus. Purkon is also a miracle, but the miracle is not as great as a nes, because we're choosing a word for miracle in Aramaic translation, which means that there's some degree of clarity that's lost in the miracle. Gevura is where there are problems, there are issues, but miraculously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes the enemy to hold back and not to accelerate, not to to cause the conflict to evolve. Teshua is where there is a conflict, but the conflict has been solved. And milchama means where the conflict has actually gone to the level of war, but miraculously we have survived, we have succeeded, we have prevailed. So this is, I think, probably the most important yisod in the Al Hanisim, is to recognize that these five words that begin the Al Hanisim are not just five words which mean the same thing. We thank Hashem for all of these things. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu at every different state. And there's a chazal, so a person gets sick and he survives. He's sick, he has surgery, and he comes out of the operation, so he comes to shul and he says, he has to give shevach v'hoidah. A person can say, Ribbono Shel Olam, it would have been a lot better if I didn't get sick to begin with. I'm moichel all the toivas. I have to thank you for the miraculous surgery and the recovery. It would have been a lot better had I not gotten sick and I didn't need the surgery. But you can't do that. Once already you've been put into this situation, you have no choice but to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to acknowledge, this is where it is. I did not merit to be on the level where Hashem prevented me from becoming ill. I did not have those merits. It had to be that I became ill and had to suffer. But at least I want to thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you prevented me from dying from this illness, and I miraculously recovered from my problem. So that's the point we make over here. Every single person finds themselves in a different level. For some people, they are like the people who never got sick. They're Al Hanisim. Some people, it's not the level of a nes. They didn't get sick, but they had to take some vitamins to prevent themselves from getting sick. That's the porkon. Then there are people who have gevuros, where they had all of the symptoms, and the symptoms should have the situation of developed into a situation where they became sick, but Hashem at the last moment held back, even though all of the elements were present, where naturally, al derech hateva, things would have escalated to a point where it would have been problematic. Hashem held back. That's called gevura. To Yeshua, I was already sick. I was already in trouble. I was already in trouble, but miraculously I took some medication, some antibiotics, and I got better. V'al ha'mal chamois, I was fighting with the malach ha'mavis. I was already in surgery. I was already under the knife. There was already a milchama. But miraculously, I came, I survived, I came, I prevailed over that milchama. So this is a very important yesod in learning the first five words of the Al HaNisim. There are different madregos, and no matter what madrego a person finds himself, he has to say, I got here, for whatever reason, but at least, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you spared me from not going to the next level. Okay, then we say Shasis Lav Seinu Bayamim Bohem Bazman Hazeh. So there's a big machloek. Is it Bizman Hazeh or Bazman Hazeh or Bizman or Uvizman Hazeh? What is the Yid Avav? Bayamim Bohem Uvizman Hazeh. If you're in Avav, it clearly means that we're not just thanking Hashem for the miracles that occurred during time of Chanukah, we're thanking Hashem for miracles that occurred today. Hayoim, 2015, December. Today's the 10th or 11th? 11th. 10th. December 10th. Today, Bayam Ohain, back then, 2,500 years ago, ooh, Vizman Hazeh means today. If you don't have the Vav and you have Bizman Hazeh, then it means on this calendar day. We're not thanking Hashem for miracles that happened today because miracles don't happen today.
Well, we already did. It says, in the might of itself,
That's the modem. That's the modem. But we're focusing on the Al-Echnan. So the modem is in addition. So over here, when we say over here, Bizman Hazeh, if you read it with a chirik, Bizman Hazeh, it simply means during this calendar date. It happened 2,500 years ago, Bizman Hazeh, during Chodesh Kislev and Chodesh Teves. If you go race Uvizman Hazeh, then it clearly means the miracles that are happening in today's generation, December 10th, 2015. If you go race Bazman Hazeh, with a Patach, even if you don't have a Vav, it also means in this generation. 2,005 years ago, and Bazman Hazeh can then mean, according to some, it means Mamash Hayom. The most popular gerusa is Bizman Hazeh, without the Vav, with the Chirik, which means we're focusing solely on the Chanukah miracle that occurred 2,500 years ago during this time of the year, Chodesh Kislev and Chodesh Teves. Okay, Bimei Matisyo Ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol Chashmonai Uvonav. This everyone knows the question, who is the word Kohen Gadol referring to? Is it referring to Matisyahu or is it referring to Yochanan? Who is the Kohen Gadol? Are we, and Yochanan, there was more than one Yochanan Kohen Gadol. We know that Yochanan Kohen Gadol at the end of his life became a Tzeduki. He became a Tzeduki. So could it really be that the people who wrote this piyut, could it really be that they would give mention to Yochanan Kohen Gadol when he became a Tzeduki? Besof Yomav, they would want to give him the honor of having him mentioned. So therefore somebody said that's not, therefore because of that question when it says here Kohen Gadol, we're referring to Matisyahu. Bimei, it's like, it's as if it says, Bimei Matisyahu Kohen Gadol. During the days of Matisyahu, the Kohen, who was Matisyahu? Well, his father was Yochanan. Who was the Yochanan Kohen Gadol? Happened to be that the father of Matisyahu was the Yochanan Kohen Gadol, but we don't want to mention that he was the Kohen Gadol because he became a Tzeduki. Others say no. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was a, and the one that became a Tzeduki was a later Yochanan who came after Matisyahu. After Matisyahu had a son that was called Shimon, and Shimon had a son that was Yochanan. There were two Yochanans. There was a Yochanan that was the father of Matisyahu, and there was a Yochanan that was the grandson of Matisyahu. Yochanan's son, Matisyahu, one of Matisyahu's five sons was Shimon, and he was the father of Yochanan, who became a Kohen Gadol. Which one of those two Yochanans was the Tzeduki? That is the question. Now others want to say something that's very, very fascinating. Some say, you have to be mistaken in the words, I don't remember all the Diyukim, but when it says that Yochanan Kohen Gadol became a Tzeduki, it does not mean he was a real Tzeduki. It means the people viewed him to be too modern. In other words,
he had a TV.
And then, like, you know, they say this about certain gedolim. They say they try to force upon various gedolim different things that are popular today. Today, They feed false information to Gedolei Yisrael, so the Gedolei Yisrael should pask in a certain way, because that's what people want to hear. That's what the Hamoinam wants to hear, even though it's not true. That's not what they really believe. So they'll say, he doesn't understand. He's an old-timer. The old-timers don't relate to this generation. In this generation, we're living in times when if you have a cell phone, you have a smartphone, you're not Bikaris. You understand? It's a difference. So it says, Nas, it doesn't say that Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and he became a Tzedoki. He was viewed by the new generation as a Tzedoki because they didn't understand him. They didn't appreciate that he was on such a high level, he did not need to come onto all of the Mishigasim of his generation. When he went to a wedding, he sat next seating. Why did he sit next seating when he went to a wedding, Yochanan Kohen Gadol? Because I want to sit with my wife. What's the problem? What, I'm gonna go look at another woman? What religious Erlicha Jew would go look at another woman with machshavas to do? You don't realize that in this generation, not everyone is a tzaddik. When people go and they sit mixed eating, they start looking around. They start thinking things. They start saying things that are not appropriate. Yochanan Kohen Gadol he was so holy. He was such an Erlicha person, he couldn't be masik. So when he went to a wedding, he sat mixed eating. So people said, oh, he's over a bottle. He's a tzedoki. So it was Nas, it doesn't say that he became a tzedoki. Other people made him into a tzedoki. Therefore, this piyut comes to set the record straight. Bimei Matisyahu ben Yochanan Taka Kohen Gadol. Give him the covet he deserves. When it says that Yochanan Kohen Gadol became a tzedoki but Sof Yomav, no pshat in the Gemara. It doesn't mean that he mamish went off the derech. Chas v'shalom. It means that the new generation could not appreciate his degree of righteousness, and therefore they viewed things that he did from a negative point of view.
Go with new hungry.
Right, exactly.
I'm surprised to see yesterday in the art scroll of the Hanukkah book, a very good thing there on from a Hirsch Goldworm of Shalom. I think he says that the Kohen Gadol b'shas ma'aser was not such a tzaddik. You know, they were matar the mizbeach and everything, and the pach shemen they found with the chesom shel kohen gadol, previous one, but the one at that time was they don't use the word tzedoki, but he was
not 100%. Okay, historically, you have to know historically what happened. Okay, let's run through very quickly from few other things. Ramchal, you'll appreciate this. Kesham the malchus Yavan Harishah al amcha Yisrael. Yavan is called Yavan Harishah. Who? What is Edom then? What is Edom? Edom in Chazal is worse than Rishah. They are the Malchus of Zodoin. The Malchus is what?
Yeah, see, the thing about Yavan,
yeah.
They started out fine. In the days of Alexander the Great, everything was, you know, they were occupied, but everything was kind of hunky and gory, and then all of a sudden things went south after that. So they weren't totally Malchus Rishah from beginning to end. And they were in their own land.
Okay, but in this point in time, they will call the Malchus Harishah. Now he points out this is a discussion. This is a big discussion. There's a lot of Torah on this. How do we define the Malchus of Edom relative to the Malchus of Yavan? He cites source that the Malchus of Edom and Chazal is called the Malchus Chayeves or the Malchus Zodon. Mechilta Parshas Beshalach, and in the Nusach HaTfilah, Hisavir Memsheles Zodoin Min Haaretz. So he's suggesting that the term the Malchus Harishah, wickedness, is a term that is exclusive to Yavan, and you have to precisely define the meaning of wickedness, Rasha, and the meaning of Zodon, or the meaning of Chayeves. And he says that Zodon and Chayeves are a few notches above, I mean worse than Rishah. Rishah, relative to Zodon, is not so bad. The evil decrees of Malchus of Edom were worse than the evil decrees of Yavan. Therefore, Yavan is only called Rishah and not called Zodon. That's why we say this nusach here. In the nusach here of Malchus Harishah. You have to understand.
Very, I mean, that
that term is used by...
Edom?
By Edom.
By whom? Who used the term? By later people who are not precise. By Achronim. Achronim.
For example, one version of Mansur.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about...
yeah.
What's the exact word you guys know?
The last one.
You're making a very good point. I don't know what the answer. You're making a very good point. Now here it's pointed also al amcha. It says it's also very interesting to compare the al hanisim for Purim versus Chanukah. Chanukah it says kisha omdu alehem. What do you have? What is it? Read the Nusach of the Purim. You have the Purim?
It's right next to...
Yes, yeah, so we read... The question is, why when it comes to Purim does it say, "Bimei Burcha V'yesem Shana B'yiru Kishomad Aleihem"? The word Aleihem. And here it does not say the word Amon. It says, Kishomda, the Nusach is Kishomda Malchus Yovan Harashal Amcha Yisrael. So why is the word Aleihem missing in the Nusach for Chanukah? And why in the Nusach of Chanukah do we say Amcha Yisrael? And in the Nusach of Mordechai we don't say Amcha Yisrael. So the answer is very simple. The word Aleihem has a connotation of their bodies. The Gezerah at the time of Haman was to destroy the Guf and to destroy Klal Yisrael. So therefore when you use the word Kishomad Aleihem, Aleihem has a connotation to destroy their bodies. Chanukah, it was not to destroy our bodies, it was to destroy the Neshama. And that's why it's selected Al-Amcha Yisrael and not Al-Amcha Yaakov, not Bnei Yaakov. Yisrael represents the Kedush of Klal Yisrael. Okay, next interesting question. Why is it that B'nei Mordechai V'Esther didn't say Esther? And why in Chanukah we do not make mention of Yehudis? Yehudis was instrumental also in Yehudis, one of the daughter of Matasya was also instrumental in all the different stories. How they wanted, John wanted to marry her, and she pleaded to her brothers. She was also instrumental in bringing about the miracle of Hanukkah, starting the wars. So why is she not mentioned? The answer is because she only started. She did not bring the delivery. The delivery that was the spark. When we focus on giving kodesh, we focus on the conclusion. We don't focus on the spark. Okay, and that also explains why. That also explains why we make no mention of the milchama in the al hanisim v'chanukah. This is a very important yisod. In this of the al hanisim, we focus on. There's no mention of. We don't mention any war. We don't. We do mention war. All right, let's do that part. I'm getting confused. I'm getting confused. All right. Another quick question. So, why here does it say Rafta es rivam, danta es dinam, nakam das nikmasam? And by Purim it says, doesn't say anything here, but in the bracha that we say at the conclusion of the Megillah, Horav es rivenu, vehadon es dinenu, vehanoikim es nikmosenu. Why in the Nusach that we recite when we conclude the Megillah is it us? Rabbis Rivenu, Dones Dinenu, Mekamdas Nikmosenu. Whereas here in the Alanisim it says, Ravdas Rivam, Danto es Dinam. So the answer is because we did not deserve. This is a very popular soul, we did not deserve it. The miracle of Hanukkah was Israel. Atza Dil'Ela. It was a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The miracle of Purim came about through our merit. Lech Kenos es Kol HaYehudim Mitzumo Lavi Al Tochel V'Al Tishtu. So since we deserved it, we came together, therefore it's considered to be ours. This, we take a step back. We distance ourselves from the miracle, even though it applies to us, as an acknowledgement of the incredible chesed, we really didn't do anything special to deserve the supernatural success we experienced during this period of time.
Maybe because it really, the opposition to Yovel was a minority, whereas the opposition to Haman was...
It's another answer he gives, that the people, the warriors, we're really focusing on the five sons of Matisyahu. He had five sons, they were the leaders, so we're focusing Rivam, Dinam, Nikmasam, we're focusing primarily on them. Alright, there are a lot of more things, so maybe we'll do next week, maybe not, and we'll stop now over here.